This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Musician Neil Young is taking some political stands with his music and the rights to it. Last October, Neil Young pledged to remove all of his music from Amazon. And in a recent post on the Neil Young Archives, Young wrote, "Amazon is owned by Jeff Bezos, a billionaire backer of the president. The president's international policies and his support of ICE make it impossible for me to ignore his actions. If you feel as I do, I strongly recommend that you do not use Amazon. There are many ways to avoid Amazon and support individual Americans and American companies that supply the same products. I have done that with my music, and people who are looking can find it in a lot of other places." Young continued, "Record stores provide all my vinyl and CDs, while the digital music world has many alternative options to purchase my music if you like it. My music will never be available on Amazon as long as it is owned by Bezos. My position is unfortunately harmful to my record company in the short term, but I think the message I am sending is important and clear. Thanks for buying music locally and from independent digital services." Neil Young's complete catalog and a vast archive of live concerts, studio outtakes, and concert films are available on the Neil Young Archives. Neil Young has just gifted all of it to the people of Greenland in response to President Donald Trump's threats against that nation. Young wrote, "I hope my music and music films will ease some of the unwarranted stress and threats you are experiencing from our unpopular and hopefully temporary government. It is my sincere wish for you to be able to enjoy all of my music in your beautiful Greenland home in its highest quality. This is an offer of peace and love. All the music I made during the last 62 years is yours to hear. You can renew for free as long as you're in Greenland. We do hope other organizations will follow in the spirit of our example." Residents of Greenland can go to neilyoungarchives.com/Greenland to sign up. In a public letter that Neil Young posted last Monday, his third in just 3 days, Young also shared some thoughts on the media landscape today, saying, "If you watch Fox, try another channel for your news for just one day. Untruths are abounding on Fox. Forget the news shows on media. They are all posers and good looks. Americans need some truth, not media obsessed with satisfying everybody. Look deeper. There is real coverage. Go to independent journalism. Get some relief from whitewashed news shows," Neil Young said. Train tracks cross roadways in most western towns, but in some, the train crossings and the delays for traffic sitting at a train crossing cause much more lost time. In Helena, Montana, there are 12 train crossings across major roadways, and with longer and slower trains, the delays can be fairly long for road traffic. One resident took it upon herself to make it easier for people to know if they should take another route with a new website called Helena Train Tracker that shows when crossings are blocked. Kira Fairclough, the creator of the Helena Train Tracker, said, "I kept experiencing the problem firsthand. I wanted to try to find a better way to plan around train crossings." The new train tracker is a free website that tells people if one of the 12 crossings around town is blocked by a train or if it's clear for traffic to pass through. The website is Helena Train Tracker, and people can access it in a web browser or add it to their phone's home screen as an app. The app works on both Android and iOS platforms. To set it on a smartphone's home screen, people can go to the site on the phone's browser and add it through browser settings. Helena Train Tracker shows a map of all the different crossings, and it's in real time, constantly refreshing to keep information accurate. Helena Train Tracker is a community reporting program. If someone reports they're at a train crossing when there's a train blocking the road, they can update the app. So far, a fair number of users are all aboard to help out. Fairclough says that between 200 and 300 people are using Helena Train Tracker daily, using it to plan their road travel. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.